You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors. My name is Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. And Steve Kerr's decision to change the starting lineup paid off as the Warriors got out to an early lead and led wire to wire in their 130-108 win over the Timberwolves Monday night at Chase Center. With the previous starting lineup featuring rookie James Wiseman at center struggling, Steve Kerr swapped Wiseman for Kevon Looney in the rotation. That lineup, consisting of Looney, Steph Curry, Kelly Oubre, Andrew Wiggins, and Draymond Green, blitzed a Minnesota team that was without D'Angelo Russell, out with a quad injury, and Karl-Anthony Towns, who is out with the coronavirus, and opened up a 16-point lead midway through the opening period. The change came after the Warriors' starting lineup had been outscored by a combined 74 points over the last 12 games and dropped their last two games to the Knicks and the Jazz by a combined 34 points. But after Saturday's loss to the Jazz, Kerr said that they were going to have to assess everything. That led to the decision to insert Kevon Looney into the starting lineup for Wiseman, who, look, at 19 years old, he's raw, he has trouble defending consistently, screening effectively for Steph. But in his 5-plus seasons in Golden State, Looney has developed a timing with Curry. He's especially good as a screener. This was made evident early on. Curry curled around a Looney screen, made his first three-pointer of the game with about a minute and a half into the game. Overall, the Warriors outscored the Timberwolves by 21 points when Looney was on the floor. Kevon, 2 points on 1-for-4 shooting, 5 rebounds and 4 assists in 19 minutes. And the starting lineup change impacted the rest of the rotation as well. Coming off the bench, Wiseman played mostly against the Timberwolves bench. He finished with 13 points on 4-of-5 shooting and 4 rebounds. And then in another rotation tweak, Steve Kerr had three-point specialist Michael Mulder enter the game with Wiseman midway through the first quarter. This created a lineup that a lot of fans had been clamoring to see as a potential starting group. Wiseman, the core trio, Steph, Wiggins, and Draymond, alongside a floor spacer such as Michael Mulder. That group, however, was outscored by 7 points to end the first quarter. Michael Mulder didn't really make much of an impact, didn't take a three-pointer in that first stint. He needs to do better if he's going to lock down that position going forward. Kent Bazemore, meanwhile, he usually plays in Mulder's minutes at the end of the first quarter. Instead, he slid to the second unit that platoons in with Brad Wanamaker, Damian Lee, Kelly Oubre, and Eric Paschal as a small ball five. That group helped the Warriors extend their lead in the second quarter. And the Warriors maintained the lead throughout the game. Minnesota did cut into that 19-point lead to 8 midway through the fourth quarter, but then Kevon Looney and Steph Curry checked back into the game. Looney immediately found Curry for a three-pointer, and then on the next possession set a screen to set up free throws for Steph, and that extended the Warriors' lead back to double figures. Curry's three-pointer with 3.5 minutes to go iced the game, extending the lead to 18 points. Curry finished with 36 points, including 15 in the fourth quarter. And look, this game came against a weak opponent without its top two players, no doubt. But it was an encouraging launch for this new Warriors starting lineup. One of the reasons Kerr went with Looney in place of Wiseman was the belief that it would help Golden State get closer to its goal of becoming a top 10 defense. And on Monday, the Warriors posted a defensive rating of 105.4, which would rank second in the NBA. And as seeing as how the Warriors play the Timberwolves again on Wednesday, it's safe to assume that they'll stick with this starting group at least for the time being. But to go back to the decision to move Wiseman to the bench, I said it here on Monday, it was the right time, it was the right decision. Take something off of his plate. You preach patience with James Wiseman, be patient then with James Wiseman. Take the long view. Kevon Looney had been playing so well for this team. All the numbers show that this starting group, Steph, Oubre, Wiggins, Draymond, were better playing with Kevon Looney than they were with Wiseman. And after the game, guys like Draymond Green downplayed it, saying, you know, Wiseman left because he was the youngest guy and that's just the way it goes. And look, maybe that's true, but it's true because Wiseman is the youngest guy and he is the least experienced, the least polished. There were so many moments. Yes, great highlights. The highs were so high, jaw-dropping moments that really hinted at what it is that his potential can be. But overall, he struggled with consistency, struggled to execute the defensive game plan. Other opposing bigs took advantage of him. And that center position is so hard to master. The learning curve for a rookie center is so steep in the NBA. It is helpful for Wiseman to do that coming off the bench as opposed to trying to come out and with the starters and win games. He played about 6 minutes less. If you take garbage time out of the equation, played about 6 minutes less than he usually plays. That's okay. He doesn't need to play 20 minutes a game. He could play 12, 13, 14 minutes per game. That's fine. He just needs to develop, learn from the bench. You could be patient with James Wiseman, and you can win games right now. There is no reason why he should be playing 20 minutes and Kevon Looney playing 12. Kevon Looney's the better player right now. He is. James Wiseman isn't going to learn more, I don't think, in those extra 6 to 8 minutes than he would watching the game from the bench and then and trying to be efficient and tidy in the minutes that he is allotted. So it was a no-brainer. I said it here on the Monday morning show with it, and it just it made sense. The timing of everything coming off of two losses made sense. Steve Kerr came to the same conclusion and ended up going with Kevon Looney in that starting lineup against Minnesota. I would imagine, and Steve Kerr would not commit to that starting lineup for the rest of the season, but I would imagine we at least see that being the starting group for a while. I see no reason why he would change it at this point. I want to talk a little bit about Andrew Wiggins' game against his former team, but first, let's talk about betonline.ag. The Super Bowl is a couple of weeks away, and there is only one place that has you covered, one place I trust to bet on the prop bets and on the game. It's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. A 50% welcome, that is getting half of your initial deposit back. That is free money to bet with and win more money with. And there is no event better to bet on than the Super Bowl. Maybe you don't bet. Maybe you're not a betting person. This is the time to make the exception. It is so much fun. Go on betonline.ag. Check out the prop bets. How long is the anthem going to be? Is it going to be heads or tails on the coin flip? Who scores first? What's the over-under in the first half versus the second half? All these things. Whatever you want, just take a look. You don't have to commit. Just try to just take a look. And if you do find some things that could make that game interesting for you, then go ahead and put some money down. Like I said, you're getting free money to play with if you just put down an initial deposit and use that promo code Locked On. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. Playing against his former team for the first time since he was traded to Golden State last February, Andrew Wiggins finished with 23 points on 10-for-19 shooting, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. Wiggins' scoring production helped the Warriors pull out the win on a night when the ball movement was lagging. They had 21 assists on 44 field goals, and the turnovers were stacking up. They had 15 turnovers that led to 25 Minnesota points. But it was what he did on the defensive end that impressed the most in that game and has impressed the most this season. Over the summer, Steve Kerr talked with Wiggins about embracing a role predicated on using his length and athleticism to be a more disruptive, energetic defender, especially more than what he was with the Timberwolves. Basically, just a different player than he was in Minnesota, but he consistently measured near the bottom in the league in defense in his first 5.5 seasons. Now, Wiggins is the Warriors' most impactful defender. He ranks 7th in the league in blocks. He's the only player who is not a center in the top 15 or 16 in the league in blocks. Among wing defenders, he ranks among the best. He is holding opponents, players that he defends, to 6.7 percentage points fewer than what they shoot on their season average. He is their go-to perimeter stopper, which was needed when this team lost Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala. Klay Thompson's now missed 2 straight seasons because of injuries. He has been so good for them, and that was so evident against the Timberwolves. Again, his former team, the team that traded Kevin Love for him, tagged him as their franchise savior. He couldn't live up to those expectations. And look, the criticism that he got was worth it. I'm not one of these guys who goes revisionist history on this thing and says, "Oh, you always had it wrong with Wiggins." No, he was a bad defender in Minnesota. He was. He couldn't run the offense the way that they needed him to, and for good reason, they decided to move on. Last year, the Warriors traded D'Angelo Russell for Andrew Wiggins, and the fit has been so much better for Wiggins. The jury is still out for Minnesota. D'Angelo Russell and Karl-Anthony Towns have only played 5 games together since that trade. Meanwhile, Andrew Wiggins has played every game this year for Golden State. He's played really well alongside Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Their plus-minus numbers are really nice. He just seems like a really good fit, and he seems settled in. He seems more relaxed. He seems happier, and you love to see that from a guy like Wiggins. And he admitted after the game, he got up a little bit more for this game against Minnesota. And that was always one of the things that people slighted him for. He doesn't show that fire. He doesn't show that extra level of emotion that fans want to see from their star players so often. But he admitted again after the game that playing your former team does add a little bit more competition to the affair. And he had one of his better games of the season with 23 points and all these things. He is shooting more efficiently. His true shooting percentage has never been higher. His usage rate has never been lower since his rookie year. This is the role Andrew Wiggins needs to play. Auxiliary option on offense. A guy who can just run the floor, cut to the basket, make open three-pointers. And on defense, it frees him up. It gives him more energy to use on that end. It frees him up to be their go-to stopper. And with that length at 6'7" and that athleticism, no wonder he's getting these chase down blocks and these weak side blocks and all these things. He's got center-like rim protection numbers, and he's doing it while guarding guys like LeBron James, Pascal Siakam, and Damian Lillard, and Kawhi Leonard. So he's been really good for the Warriors early in the season. You got to give him props for that. It's a good look for him. It's a good look for the Warriors, and it bears well for them going forward this season with Andrew Wiggins. And just in general, you've got Steph, you've got Andrew Wiggins, you're going to get Klay Thompson back. You have Draymond Green, you obviously have James Wiseman. There's no reason why that couldn't be your core moving forward as long as everybody develops and stays healthy, right? Coming up, the plan for Alan Smilagic, Jordan Poole, and Nico Mannion going forward. But first, let's talk about our friends at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now, while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online instead at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low without the markup that you find at chain stores or from pushy salespeople. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and then find the How Did You Hear About Us box and write the phrase "locked on" there so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Let's talk about Built Bar. It's a new year, and while I'm not really a resolution guy, I do like to lock in my diet at the start of each year, especially after what I ate during the holidays. That's what makes Built Bars so perfect. They satisfy my hunger while I'm busy at work, they taste great, and they work perfectly with my low-carb, low-sugar diet. With 18 amazing flavors, like salted caramel, lemon almond cheesecake, and peanut butter brownie, Built Bars are 100% covered in real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for health-conscious men and women, whether you want to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, great if you're starting a keto diet in 2021. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off on your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. It's hard to believe it's been a year since we tragically lost Kobe Bryant. On the Rejecting the Screen podcast, hosts Adam Stanko and Noah Kozlov are honoring Kobe's life and career with a 2-part special this week. Hear stories you haven't heard anywhere else about Kobe from teammates, opponents, coaches, and journalists. Subscribe to Rejecting the Screen and listen this week to celebrate the life of one of the NBA's all-time stars. It's time for our Twitter question of the game. This one comes from Tsunami Dummy, who writes in, Smiley Geach is still in the G League for the third year. At what point would they realize there is no talent to build on here? Jordan Poole is going to the G League in his second year, while Keldon Johnson, who was drafted after him, is a starter for the Spurs. Does Bob Myers really know his GM work? So the Warriors are planning to send Alan Smiley Geach, Jordan Poole, and also Nico Mannion to the G League bubble for the season resumption in Orlando early next month. So they're going to play about 12 to 15 games in the Orlando bubble. That's going to make up the G League season. There'll be a playoff. It'll probably wrap up in early March. And at that point, you could see Smiley Geach, Poole, and Nico Mannion come back to the Warriors. But they're going to be without those guys for that long time. When you are in the bubble, essentially, you're in the bubble, right? And I suppose if the Warriors really wanted to pull one of those players out of the bubble, if there were an injury or something like that, they could and add that player back into the rotation. But they would prefer not to have to do that, right? And so let's handle each of these players one at a time in regards to this question. Alan Smiley Geach, third year in the G League. The Warriors drafted him in the second round last year, looked completely out of sorts in any minute that he spent at the NBA level. I am starting to question Smiley Geach's place in the NBA. I think he has got a lot of talent. There's stuff that you like. The Warriors would like to turn him into a Davis Bertans type, you know, floor spacing, power forward kind of player. He has the shooting touch. It's there. There's athleticism there that you can work with. And there's a want-to by him to do it. But he's so young. He is so raw. To me, he's one of these 2 years from being 2 years away kind of guys. I think, you know, he's in his third year in the G League. He could do another three in the G League. And he'll still be really young. I don't know. There shouldn't be a rush to get Alan Smiley Geach and turn him into a rotation player. The only rush that exists is because he is currently occupying a 15-man roster spot for the Warriors. If the Warriors want to use their DPE, if they want to make some sort of addition on the fringe, on a buyout market, a veteran minimum, something like that, it would make sense to waive Alan Smiley Geach and then try to re-sign him to their G League squad. I think that they would be safe waiving Smiley Geach. I don't get the impression that around the league that if they were to waive him, that he would somehow get claimed off of waivers. He just hasn't shown enough, and there's not enough intrigue yet for other teams to go out of their way to do that. So I think that they could technically waive him and bring him back and just let him play in Santa Cruz for the foreseeable future and just develop him there on a much more patient timeline. So I don't have a problem with that, but we are, I think, past the point of, is this guy going to have rotation minutes anytime soon? I don't think it's fair to expect that at any point from him. Bring him to Santa Cruz, bring him to the G League, let him develop there. As far as Jordan Poole goes, yeah, Keldon Johnson was picked a pick later by the Spurs. He's playing great for San Antonio. Bob Myers really hasn't done a great job at the end of the first round. Jacob Evans didn't pan out. I don't really know what Jordan Poole's role in the NBA is going to be. I think he's got good playmaking feel and he does all these other things, but he's not a great defender. The shooting stroke just hasn't really come along at the NBA level yet during games. He needs to figure out ways to be more impactful on the floor, or else he's just going to kind of be one of these guys who gets forgotten, and getting him some more playing time in the G League should be helpful. Remember, last year, after his G League stint, he got back to the NBA, played much better, showed a lot more progress. I think the Warriors would be hoping that he can do the same thing this season. But, you know, I don't really judge Bob Myers based on the end of the first. It is so hard to pick at the end of the first round. And San Antonio has done a great job in the draft. It's really unfair to compare any organization, really, to what it is that San Antonio has been able to do at the end of the first round and in the second round. Okay? I judge general managers, and Bob Myers included, not with what you do with the 28th pick, but what do you do with the number 2 pick? Because if you blow a 28th pick, it's not a big deal. It doesn't sink your franchise forever. You're a good team. It's why you're picking number 28 in the first place. But if you blow the second pick in the draft, then we've got a problem. And right now it looks like at least James Wiseman was the right pick at number 2. Anthony Edwards goes number 1. LaMelo Ball goes number 3. All these guys have shown flashes. There's going to be several great players that come out of this draft. But James Wiseman, to me, there's no reason why we can't say that that wasn't the right pick. That's where I judge a GM. If you can nail those picks that really, really matter. Look at Danny Ainge, for example, with Boston. These late-round picks, they don't always pan out. He's not great at drafting. Robert Williams, we don't know if that's going to work out and all these things. But he picked Jaylen Brown at number 3. He picked Jason Tatum over Markelle Fultz when everybody wanted Markelle Fultz. You have to nail those picks. Those are the most important picks. If you're able to find somebody at 28, great. By the way, Bob Myers found Eric Paschal at 41. That's a nice hit there. You got a rotation player in the second round. That's unheard of. You're not going to hit all of them, but you have to make sure you hit the picks that really matter. And Bob Myers is going to have, it looks like he did with Wiseman, and he could have another one with this top three pick coming over from Minnesota. Speaking of that top three pick, I will be joined on the next episode by Locked On Wolves host Ben Beacon. We are going to revisit the D'Angelo Russell-Andrew Wiggins trade. That is coming up tomorrow. But for now, remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow.